Next, we've got a track called Edger. It's from an album called Blue Poles of Lear, where they were doing a production of some Shakespeare stuff in Korea. And Saito's done actually a lot of stuff for theater productions. And this particular disc is Saito with 8 players of the 17-string koto. One guy plays guitar on one track, and there's a couple of words. Actually, they may be on this track we're going to hear. I can't remember if that was number 3 or number 5, but we're going to hear number 5, which is Edger. And it's pretty wonderful. Thank you. Sociology, the name of that number. From the Tokyo String Quartet and... Oh, no, excuse me, the String Quartet of Tokyo and Orchestra. Number before that was that Blue Poles of Lear thing. And Mike, I actually have two Mike Parkers listening tonight. It's very confusing. It's very lovely. They would love each other. They probably already do. One's in Baltimore. One's here in L.A. This is killradio.org. We're going to finish this thing out. Well, sort of. I'll probably play another little solo thing just to bring us back to square one while I'm cleaning up. But with, well, this isn't entirely true. The thing that really got me onto Tetsu Saito is this solo on the Live at Offsite. I believe it was from, you have Volume 1, the improvisation series. He did a contrabass and percussion solo that absolutely threw me on the floor. 60 minutes long. I would play that, but I'm probably not going to get to that one tonight. Maybe I'll play it next week. And so I was researching him, and I was like, gotta find some more stuff by him. Ended up only being able to find one disc. It's called Stone Out from 1995 on the Omba record label, their second release. It's recorded in December of 95, and there's a six-piece composition, six-track composition called Stone Out from 95, and another one from 94 called Just Accept that's two tracks. And Stone Out was something he had written as an homage to his teacher from Korea on the bass. We're actually going to hear the very end of it. I usually play the introduction or the second part, but let's hear the last theme tonight. It features a group called Koto Vortex, which I believe commissioned these pieces. All five members of that Vortex play Koto and Ching. Two of them play bass Koto as well, and also three folks: Tetsu, contrabass, Ching, Glocken, and composition. Kaita Ito plays contrabass, Ching, and Glocken, and Kyoko Kuroda plays piano, Ching, and Glocken. This is Last Theme.
Thank you.
Stone Out, indeed. Now, I promised I would actually play some of the stuff from this Tetsu Plays Piazzolla record, and somehow I ended up forgetting that CD, which is very strange, and for someone like me who likes to know where things are, very disconcerting. It will be the first thing I do when I get home to find out where that CD is, because it was supposed to be in this stack. So we're going to go back to the very first CD I played tonight, and I'm going to play a solo of Tetsu playing Piazzolla.
Thank you.
Oh, Tetsu, we don't want you to go. So I think I will play that first track from the first thing that really turned me on to Tetsu, from that Live at Offsite Deluxe Improvisation Series, Volume 1. This is from June 2nd, 2000. Thank you. Tetsu Saito on the Unwrinkled Ear, killradio.org. And we are always trying to float above the waters of debt over here at Kill Radio. So if you've liked what you heard, feel free to click on that little donate button on our webpage. It really helps us a lot. And now, in the meantime, before the next show shows up, gonna slap on some of our archives. Gonna go into the chill room, hosted by Bennett. He's got a ballet.
This is a program of experimental dance and pop musics mixed together into a collage to affect you as you think and work and make your way through a long Saturday night, Sunday morning,